It is time for us to check sports. And if you were a New York sports fan, yesterday was the trifecta of your life. Something that hasn't happened in a long, long time. The following. In baseball, the Yankees and Mets, both in first place in their divisions and both struggling, both win yesterday. Number two. Aaron Judge, his 58th and 59th home run, leaving him one shy of Babe Ruth and two of Roger Maris. Three, the New York Football Giants, for the first time since 2006, are 2-0, and they lead their division, and they won yesterday. And the New York Jets are 1-1, and they won yesterday. So that's setting the table. If you hate New York sports teams, you had a very bad day yesterday. If you like New York sports teams, you had a very good day yesterday. And we have to dedicate a large portion of this conversation to one person, the man who is now not only seeking the American League home run record, but is also seeking the Triple Crown.
High fly ball, right field. There it goes. He's three away from Roger Maris.
It's a 1-1 fastball, supposed to be away. You see how it came across the plate and up. Number 58 on the year. He just has such a great swing. Stays back on the ball. Does he hit any wall scrapers? Does he barely get anything out of the park? I mean, they're monster shots every time he swings the bat. That's incredible.
That has cracked the left field, and it's a base hit. Somehow cut off by Yelich, holding Judge to a single.
Fastball about 93 to 94, and that's what Judge saw right there. Fastball upstairs.
And the pitch. Deep to left. There it goes. He's one away from Ruth. Home run number 59 for Aaron Judge. And it's 10-4 Yankees. Unbelievable.
Well, he gets a fastball, and he doesn't miss it. It's supposed to be on the outside. And again, absolutely crushes this ball. Perdomo knew it. The fans in Milwaukee knew it. The swing never changes.
Now, only Roger Maris and Babe Ruth have ever hit more home runs in a season than Aaron Judge in the American League. Drill deep to left field. Is it high enough? No, it's one hop up against the wall. One run scores. Here comes Hicks. Here's the throw. Hicks will score. It's a two-run double for Judge. And the Yankees lead 12-6. He's the only man alive that can give you a two-run double and you're disappointed.
Well, he gets a fastball. It's supposed to be away. But it had a lot of movement when you're throwing down from that angle. Tough to get underneath that ball, but it was a laser out there over the head of Yelich out there in left.
Four ribbies, 127 on the season. And he continues his assault for the American League batting title.
Amazing. That's all you can say, amazing. I'm a Judge fan. Then I'm a Yankee fan. Just the way it has to be, I'm sorry. All right, so that is that. Now let's switch to the full scoreboard from yesterday. We'll start off with the NFL. The Buccaneers over the Saints, 20-10. The Lions over the Commanders, 36-27. Unbelievable. The Giants over the Panthers, 19-16. 49ers crush the Seahawks, 27-7. The Rams over the Falcons, 31-27. As we move on, taking a look at other scores in the NFL, the Chiefs over the Chargers by a score of 27-24. The Buccaneers, as we said, won. The Lions over the Commanders. And the Rams beat the Falcons. Dolphins came back. They were getting crushed, and they beat the Ravens 42-38. Patriots over the Steelers 17-14. Jaguars over the Colts 24-0. The Jets over the Browns. They came back from oblivion to win that one 31-30. The Cowboys over the Bengals, the 0-2 Bengals 20-17. Cardinals over the Raiders in an exciting game, 29-23. The Broncos over the Texans in a boring game, 16-3. And the Packers beat the Bears, 27-10. All right? All right. And in Major League Baseball, once again, the Yankees and Mets both won. White Sox over the Tigers, 11-5. The Rays over the Rangers, 5-3. The Braves over the Phillies, 5-2. Red Sox over the Royals, 13-3. Marlins over the Nationals, 3-1. The Orioles over the Blue Jays, 5-4. The Mets over the Pirates, 7-3. And the Yankees over the Brewers by a score of 12-8. All right? All right. That is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club.